All right, I'll be honest. This is a rant, and I hope you guys are okay with that. This is a rant for basketball trainers, the playbook for basketball players. I'll introduce you and tell you exactly what the playbook is. It's actually a software, but I'm talking about the playbook itself, the playbook that your coach has, the playbook that professionals have, the playbook that the team has. I'm talking about the playbook for basketball trainers. So it's kind of a double entendre, a rant on both of those terms. And if you peek my tone is a little irritation here. And I'll explain why later, but I just want to, one, get this software out to other trainers because I've heard the challenges in the marketplace in regards to trainers who spend hours on the weekend setting up their Google calendars, setting up their appointments with parents, texting each and every parent individually, whether through their personal phone or through another software that costs a significant amount of money to schedule their training sessions when they could save 2, 3, 4 hours per week if they had a calendar system where parents can register for the training sessions and schedule themselves. I've talked to over 200 trainers when it comes to systems and how they have their processes set up, and I've only heard of a few who do it well that don't have a calendar, that don't have a system. And sometimes that system is a person. Whatever the system is, there needs to be a system, and it is not a system if it's not an efficient system. If it's you who is the trainer, the administrative person, the all that stuff trying to schedule these things. I've heard all these pain points. You might be that person listening to this right now that is spending 2 or 3 hours on your weekend scheduling people on Google Calendar, texting parents, texting athletes, letting them know what is available, what sessions are available, and what times you're training because it changes every single week because of the gyms that you are training in or not able to train in on a weekly basis. That can get tedious. That can get irritating. That can lower your shelf life or decrease your shelf life when it comes to the basketball training industry. And it doesn't have to be like that. A lot of basketball trainers have great knowledge when it comes to the service itself. Y'all could hoop. You could play. You know the game. But when it comes to business fundamentals and acumen, you'd rather have a higher field goal percentage than a higher closing percentage on your trainees that are coming into your program and training for the first time. Like the same intensity and effort and desire you had with learning the game of basketball, why not have it with business? And you know what? That might mean paying a little bit of money to try it out, to learn something, to get a coach, to invest in a course. It's okay. Like it's good. That's the price to pay. That is the price to pay. And another pain point that I hear about pretty often, besides calendars and setting up training sessions and finding an efficient process for that, it's accepting payments. Instead of sending Venmo and Cash App every single time as your main way of receiving payments, you want to have your payments received online because it's more professional, in your opinion. And I think it is too. But to do that, you may have to invest in something. You may have to look into a software that can actually do that for you, or you might have to find out how to do that on your own. And look, all these things, just to give you guys the punchline, all these things that I'm whining about or talking about, it all rolls into what we have here at Hoops Institute, where we are offering the playbook for a 30-day free trial, but I'll get to that trial later. So you may have a problem with the calendar setup where you are tired of proactively going out there on your own, texting parents, texting athletes, letting them know what time you are training, and letting them know what time they can get in the gym with you for training sessions. And you're getting a per session fee or payment for those parents, which can be challenging if you're doing it one by one, session by session, rather than making it something that's more passive for you. That part. So that's the calendar. Let's not even get into the lead generation system, the inefficiencies when it comes to following up with certain parents and athletes who are interested. Like, I can imagine how many people we actually forget that have contacted us that we have told we're going to contact them or get them in the gym or get back to them. Can you imagine how many people that is? If you don't have a CRM, a customer relationship management system, where you can put these people's information in and get their phone numbers, get their emails, and schedule a task, schedule a follow-up reminder for yourself to reach back out to them, then it's going to be, hopefully your memory is good enough to get back to that person. But knowing a basketball trainer's life, knowing how it's set up for basketball trainers, you probably have so many people in your phone and you don't even know whose number it is. You don't know who the heck it is texting you. You don't know what conversation you guys had 2 months ago, 3 months ago, might as well a week ago. And you say that you want to grow a sustainable business and you got people right there in front of your face who you can't follow up with and convert because you can't keep your word because you don't have a system that's efficient enough to follow up with that person. Right? And this is me too. Like, I was that person. I'm probably that person in some regard right now too. So I'm talking to myself as well, because the reason I got into the training space in the first place was to learn the game, learn the space, so I could talk to you, the basketball trainer. So I could tell you, I know what the freak I'm talking about when it comes to this basketball training stuff. All right. Built something that's over six figures, not the biggest basketball training business in the world. However, I'm sure there's a lot of people out there who would like to have the numbers that I, and not just me, shoot, if I just, man, I feel like a butt face if I let people think that it was just me. But there's so many people who contribute to what's going on and the success that we've had. And I should say we, yes, we are the main people that usually are training, but we're hiring right now. Right. And I'm overdue when it comes to hiring, and all because I've actually followed some of these things and put the same effort into learning how to do a between the legs crossover or shoot with deeper range in the 3-point line or shot fake and go to the rack and get my head and shoulders past defenders and really learn how to change speed. Like, I learned how to do that stuff because I was dedicated to it. And I don't know that that same dedication is there for a lot of basketball trainers. And if it is, I would like to be the person that helps you work smart while you work hard. Like, one of our things here, the basketball training business that I run, that I enjoy doing and implementing some of these strategies that I talk about, is called Hoops University. And our tagline is to teach decades of wisdom in each training session, right? And I want to teach that here with the basketball training industry and help more basketball trainers actually do this thing full time, because it is possible. It is definitely possible. Like, I remember the days when I didn't think I could have a CPA. And I have a CPA now. I had a meeting with him today because it's Finance Friday. And I'm like, wow. And I told him that. Like, I didn't think I would be talking to you, a CPA. But I'm so glad I did, because, man, you learn so much when you talk to these people and put yourself in a position to have these conversations. And I'm back on the rant, which is still kind of the rant. But there are so many challenges that basketball trainers have, and a lot of things that I get questions about, like, well, pricing too, right? There's pricing, there's the calendars, there's the text messaging, there is the process of getting clients faster, prospecting, how to do all those things. And these are all things that are covered in the locker room and covered in the playbook. And if you listening to this right now, hopefully you haven't dropped off yet, if you have ever wanted to have a system, a website that has calendars, that has the ability to accept payments, that has a text messaging platform, that has the capability of sending out emails, that has a CRM so you can follow up with those people, the playbook is for you. I'm still learning what the heck I need to do to get the message out there to more basketball trainers, to make them feel just comfortable enough to try a 30-day, an entire month. You go out there, you go find a software that allows you to get on board for 30 days. Or someone, they probably have softwares right there that allow you to have a free subscription, but I guarantee you're going to have their branding all over the place, and it may not have the functionality that you want or need. And if they do, they probably aren't bootstrapped, they probably aren't self-funded, and they probably have millions and hundreds of millions of dollars dumped into them, which is not a bad thing. Not a bad thing at all, but this is a software that's ran by basketball trainers, that is made for basketball trainers to help you get more results faster, sooner than later, right? This is the playbook for you. This is going to show you how to get trainees faster, right? And I'll tell you the secret now. Literally, it is prospecting. It is going out there, having tools, having systems to where you can follow up with people efficiently, effectively, and remember who the heck you talk to. And again, the name of the game, like you tell your athletes to follow through. Imagine shooting a jump shot and pulling back your follow through every single time and not being able to analyze why you missed the shot. It's the same thing, the same concept when it comes to getting trainees. And I'm sweating right now because I'm talking so loud and so intensely, because I want more trainers to hear this. I want more trainers to get on board to learning the business acumen that's going to help them actually profit from their passion and do more of what they love to do. And speaking of profit, right, like, and I'm talking to myself on this one, can you imagine how many of us basketball trainers probably don't know how to read a profit and loss statement? So we talk about wanting to be successful, but we don't know how to manage by the numbers. And managing by the numbers is probably the single most important thing that has helped me in the last 1 or 2 years. We increased net profit by 118%, right? And this year is going to be a really good year too. So the numbers, and I wish that was something I did more when I was a player, instead of just playing for fun and having all the qualitative data like, oh, I feel faster, I feel stronger, I feel like my shot's gotten better. No, let's look at the numbers. Let's look at the quantitative data to see, like, oh, your field goal percentage has increased. Oh, your assist to turnover ratio is a little bit lower. Let's work on that. Like, I would have been such a better player if I would have focused on the numbers better, and you would be such a better trainer and such a better businessman if you were ever able to learn how to manage by the numbers. And that's all the stuff we teach in the locker room, right? All these things that, again, you might be a dope technician. You might know the game so well, but how are you when it comes to running your business? I was working with probably the biggest online basketball training company in the game. And the founder of it asked me, and they have like 2.5, maybe they're higher at this point, 2.5 million subscribers when it comes to basketball training videos online. And the founder, the owner, asked me one time, are you a basketball trainer that likes business, or are you a businessman who likes basketball training? And it's okay to be both, but it's like one of them, at least having the business acumen, the fundamentals of business, that is a prerequisite to accomplishing the dreams that we want to accomplish. You want to have a facility? Can you imagine having a facility without knowing the numbers, taking a loan or going to a bank and trying to get money from that bank without understanding your profit and loss, how much cash flow you have, and those metrics that these bankers are going to try to throw at you to see how much you know? Man, good luck talking to a parent who may have the funds to actually help you out, but they see that you don't really have the skills to manage this facility, right? Like, I see it. It's a real thing, being able to go from being just a basketball trainer to a business owner, to a general manager, to somebody who has the chops, has the skills to run a business, but also do what you love, which is train kids and be in the gym with the guys and the girls who want to work. I'm done with this rant, almost, but this is just my plea to basketball trainers listening out there, even if it's just one person, right? Like, let me know that you heard this. Let me know that you feel this. Like, we're teaching all these things. We're teaching you how to manage by the numbers, how to get clients faster, how to market, how to run Facebook ads effectively to where you're not wasting money and you're getting a return on your investment. We're teaching you how to increase your speed and effectiveness when it comes to this basketball training space. That's what our role is. And we have a software, the Playbook, that is like all these other softwares that you have, these other websites that you have, all in one. You don't have to log into your text messaging platform. You don't have to log into MailChimp or whatever you use for emails. You don't have to log into your website. You don't have to log into your calendar, whatever software you're using for your calendar, if you're using one, or text parents on the weekend and use Google Calendar. You don't have to send them a Venmo or a Cash App link. You don't have to do all that stuff separately. We have a system for basketball trainers that is all in one right now. And I want you to join that. It's called the Playbook. All right. And if you are interested in the Playbook, the link is in the show notes. All right. The link is in the description. You get a 30-day free trial. It is crazy you have to sell free these days. But I am selling the freak out of free right now. So you can hear this and you can have the gumption or at least the desire or interest to try out the Playbook, which is the website, the best website platform specifically for basketball trainers. Set up so basketball trainers can get results soon, fast. I'm saying 5 days fast if you actually follow the system that we have set up, the videos that we've created, the process that we have for you that's going to help you get clients fast. All right? So hopefully this resonated with you. Hopefully you didn't receive this as me whining, which I feel like I was, but you can see that this is a potential for you to improve your basketball training business. A new opportunity, better yet, a new opportunity for you to change the trajectory of your basketball training business and high key your life. All right? It changed mine. It changed mine. I'm trying to give you the same game that changed mine so we can change yours. So check this link out in the show notes. Let me know if I can help you guys out with any questions in regards to this basketball training space. Swallow your pride. Put your ego in learning. Put your ego in knowing and in seeing how well you do something, not how much you know something. Right? And look, we'll be here to help.
Yo, hope that podcast gave you some value. If it did, please rate, review, and subscribe to this. It only makes the podcast better. I read every single one. And at the very least, go join our group. You'll see the link in the description of this episode, and I will catch you on the next one.